Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hi, my name is Omari Berry, and I'm here with Mr. Ryan Wilson, the founder, well, co-founder at the Gathering Spot here in Atlanta, Georgia. Today, we'll be talking about how he's resisting during these unique times.
Hi, good to be here.
Hi, I'm Maya Ford. On behalf of BMK, I would like to say thank you for joining our Zoom call. Even though we were supposed to come each one in person, but due to this pandemic, it didn't work out that way. I'm going to start off with a couple of questions, and then I'll pass it on to Elena. So my first question is, with you being the co-founder of The Gathering Spot, how did you come up with this idea?
I started the process of starting the business when I was in law school. So I grew up in Atlanta, and I ended up going to undergrad in Washington, D.C., and I wanted to be a lawyer. So I ended up going to Georgetown's law school, which is also in D.C. It was while I was there, a couple of things started to happen, but one of the things that was really impactful to me, it was the same summer of the Trayvon Martin case. And so at the end of that summer, George Zimmerman was acquitted and wasn't found guilty for Trayvon's murder. And I started to write down this idea about creating a place where people could come together and where we could talk about ideas and do work and dine. And I ended up sending that plan to one of my college roommates, who's now my business partner. His name is TK. And we went, started meeting every night. And eventually that initial idea kind of grew into a business plan. And from there, we kept working and had to raise some money and find a space, but we ended up opening the business about 3 years after the idea first came to me.
With doing my research, you say community in a lot of your interviews. Why is it very important to have that, to have your community involved with the Gathering Spot?
It's really anything in life. It normally takes other people being in support of you in some way, shape, or form. And so when I looked at the folks that I really respected and admired, they were people that oftentimes were centered around trying to bring people together. And that was what I had a passion for. That's why I wanted to go to law school. And so this business has always been kind of rooted in that idea that if we could come up with a place where people could come together, that a lot of the issues and even positive things that are happening in our community could be celebrated, and ultimately we could all grow together. So I try to, with everything that we do here, make sure that the community is the thing that I'm thinking about first and foremost. I think if we take care of the community, everything else will kind of take care of itself.
Well, that's great. So if you could look back, or if you could give any advice to yourself, what would it be?
Just to have confidence. It's really important that when you're starting a business or really starting anything, that you first make sure that you have a good plan and that you spend the time, the actual time, to learn about whatever the industry is or whatever it is you're trying to get done. But then after that, that you're really, really intentional about making sure that you bring your kind of best self to the table. So that to me involves just like being as confident as you can be. You're never too young or too anything to go after a dream. You just have to put in the effort, and again, have the confidence that you're the right person for whatever it is that you're trying to go after.
So my last question before I hand it out, with this pandemic going on, I know some newer entrepreneurs, they might be kind of nervous about how business will go. If you could give them some advice from a business aspect, what would that be?
So, I mean, you've got to pay attention to market conditions and understand what's going on in the world, right? I mean, there's no doubt that the impact of this virus is going to be really significant for a lot of businesses. At the same time, you can't operate in fear in business. It's important that you layout plans, taking into consideration what's going on around you, but not necessarily being scared of it. Good entrepreneurs figure out the way to find opportunities and look at whatever's happening from, you know, optimistically, because I mean, that's really the only way to come up with things that, again, that I think that people will ultimately enjoy and will support. So don't ignore it, but also, you know, don't be scared of it either. Learn as much as you can about what's going on, about how it, you know, this could, whatever industry that you're in, how that industry is going to be impacted, and then go from there.
So when is your expected date to get back into business? Because President Trump says most businesses should be back into effect by Easter, but when is yours?
Unfortunately, I'm not in agreement with the president on this one. I think if you look at the data that's coming out from the scientific community, that it's going to be a little bit longer than that. So, I mean, we're making plans, hopefully, to be back open sometime in May. But, I mean, this could go on longer than that. No one knows at this point, including the president. You have to, you know, with something as serious as you know, this virus, you've got to kind of play it day by day. Be prepared to open whenever that is, but understand that there's not going to be, I think, any clear timeline. I think it's a little irresponsible at this point to point to a specific date when there's no data that actually is supporting that.
Okay, from Amari asking that question actually leads me into a question. If you could speak to Donald Trump directly, what would you say to him?
It's important during times like this, especially, that leadership matters. And that being clear with folks and sticking to the facts as they are is necessary. This isn't the type of situation that should be that really is political. The country needs a leader to be clear. There are a lot of people that are hurting right now because of the slowdown tied to the entire economic slowdown. And it's important to speak to the fears that folks have in a way that leaders do. And unfortunately, I don't think that he is representing what that office is supposed to be about, in the sense that leaders are supposed to be in moments, particularly of crisis, folks that we can rely on for clear and concise messaging, not folks that have a new statement every day about where things are and are using things that are not. Not backed by, you know, the people who, in many instances, are standing right behind him.
I completely agree. Okay, on to my next question. How have market trends or social distancing reshaped how you've done business?
So it's been a little interesting because a lot of our business has been centered around making sure that people understand that this is a community that they can come to physically in physical space. And I mean, we hosted last year 2,400 events. So not being able to do that right now is consequential. Everything that we were going to host in April and May isn't happening anymore. And so kind of at a point now where, you know, the business has had to pivot into the digital space. Something we were already doing, but we've had to do a lot more of it.
Okay. This is my last question before I bring it back to Maya. Based on the data I've seen, grocery and delivery have been two markets that have grown, while entertainment, hospitality, restaurants, and the airline industry have been devastated. What will it take for business to survive going forward?
Make sure that we're still continuing to spread dollars in our community. Intentionally, right? It's about making sure that we understand for the industries that you were really astute in understanding that are hurting right now, how do we support those industries specifically? And in particular, how do we support the people that work in those industries? I mean, even in our example, we operate a full restaurant and bar. That means that every single person that works in the restaurant and in the kitchen right now is not able to come to work. And so there are really specific things that I think that businesses are going to need to do, but then also the government is going to need to do to make sure that they're there for folks. I mean, this is a really tough time for a lot of people. And our job each day is to support, you know, it's going to seem some of the things that we're going to need to do aren't going to feel normal. Like, for example, I haven't had a haircut in 3 weeks, but I still sent my barber money as if I did, right? Because if we don't keep that flow of revenue across the community, a lot of the businesses that we know and love are going to die.
Well, just to recap today's Business Minds episode with Elena Metcalf interviewing and Maya Ford also interviewing, Mr. Ryan Wilson talked about community and how to keep money circulating through the community. He talked about watching the stock market and how to keep piling on so that our businesses, that the businesses that we know and love, won't decline. And he also spoke about adjusting during this time, unique time, because he's talking about how his staff isn't able to work in the kitchen and in the bar area, just the fact that it's closed off. So he's deciding to still pay his barber like he's still getting a haircut, even though he hasn't got one in 3 weeks, just to keep the community circulating.
I want to give away a wish to all my friends that I can't see or that are away because of the pandemic. And I also want to give away a wish to Mashawn Pulliam for helping me with the questions for Mr. Ryan Wilson.
Mashawn's good people.
I like to give well wishes to all the cleaning staff and schools and all of the teaching staff in schools also.
My well wishes go to all the people that are battling this, and also to the people who are helping to treat this, and the government who's taking further steps, not the government who's not, but the government that's taking further steps to stop this.
I'll give well wishes to all the healthcare workers. My wife is a nurse that works at a hospital here in town. They're doing tremendous work. Well wishes also to everybody that's been impacted in the restaurant and the service and hospitality industry. We are we're standing with you through this time. And my last well wishes are to small business owners generally. It's a really tough time for everybody that's in small business. We'll get through this. This will pass too, but we need to continue to be in contact with one another and realize that although it feels like things are slowing down, that we can't slow down for one another. We've got to keep going. So we'll get through this. It just is going to take us, again, kind of being in communication and being there for one another when folks need it.
And that's it for Business Minds Kids today, where we train the queens and kings of the future.